Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative, and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
Yeah, what a tune, what a tune. That is Curb Dog, of course, and Sally on Radio Nova. That is the first choice on the co-present of the Nova guest list tonight of Mr. Niall Breslin, a.k.a. Brezzy, who is here with us. How are you doing, Brezzy?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for coming in. So we're here because you've got a brand new album coming out next Friday, and it's called The Place That Has Never Been Wounded. And I suppose... we're going to chat about it, but it's a bit of a departure. It's a departure. It doesn't sound like Curb Dog, basically.
No, it doesn't sound like Curb Dog. It's the paradox of Curb Dog, but it is a departure, I suppose, to what people know of me. My background is piano. That's how I was raised. I was raised in a Bechstein piano that was given to me when my grandfather died. It was sent over to me from Glasgow, and that's how I learnt every element of music, and only picked up a guitar when I was like 13, so it was kind of coming back to what I know a little bit.
We're going to chat about it, but I suppose people would know you from the Blizzards and the kind of, I guess, the pop rock, and then later on the pop, indie pop kind of, you know, your solo stuff. So your Spotify, if people type in your name, might confuse people, but this is a follow on, and we'll get into it deeper, but the new album is kind of a follow on from your kind of therapy work and your work with mental health stuff. And I suppose it's just a really interesting, it's such a departure from your early stuff, but I think if people are into it, I think they're going to be very, very pleasantly surprised. So it must be like, you must have to explain yourself the whole time. Do you feel like you're having to explain, you know, like, it is different, this is because of that, you know?
I just think this idea that musicians especially, that there's this thing, box we have to put ourselves in, that this is what we do. Like, I started out in a death metal band that stood for Rise Almighty Satan, Come and Rule. And then I went, you know what, I don't really like this, so I'm going to now join a rock band or a pop band. I just love pretty much every genre of music. That's how I was raised. I love writing all different types of music, but this type of music was probably one I was slightly insecure about, purely because the artists that I would love, the Max Richters, Niels Fromm, Ludovico Einaudi, these piano players, I didn't feel I could maybe fit, you know, be in that space. And I kind of just was lacking in a bit of confidence. And then Louise, my partner, was hearing these pieces of music that I was composing, and she was going, like, I knew by looking at her, and maybe I thought she was being biased, like, because, you know, your partner's always going to say your music's great, or she loves what you're doing, but she genuinely had quite a response to it. She goes, you have to do this, you have to give this a shot, you gotta craft these out. And I wrote about 20 tracks, and then I created it was a concept, the whole thing's a concept.
Well, look, we're going to chat about the album, we're going to chat about the concept in a little while, and I think it's in a very basic way, I think it's brave, because some people do put themselves in boxes and think they are a certain thing, and they're like, oh god, well, if I do this and it doesn't work, or do I go back out of my rock into a different place? But to do like a meditative piano album with strings, which is connected to a spoken word sort of therapy related meditation, it's quite a different thing from the Blizzards and the stuff you people might know you from. But as I said, more power to you. So we're going to chat about that in a little while, but you're also here to play songs that you love, and I'm going to play a selection of your tunes as well that you've chosen, none of which, very few of them can have a lot of piano in them.
I was wondering
what you'd choose, if you'd like this influenced me and here's some more piano pieces, but there's lots of stuff like Curb Dog, lots of stuff that you know, lots of stuff that people are going to love on the way. But first, let's play some brand new music. How are you with listening to brand new music?
Release radar is where I'm getting most of it, so you don't know what you're going to get when that comes up. So yeah, I try to, but like I present a show as well. It's just 3 hours of music where you're listening to music all the time. Sometimes you do burn out, and like you can't listen to music all the time, so I probably just should do a little bit more work on it. And I just have it on in the background sometimes, and I probably should be a bit more kind of engaged when I hear new music. But when something comes up that I love, straight away I'm in, and then you go down the rabbit hole of following that artist a little bit and what they've done beforehand.
Well, let me play a brand new track. This is by an artist called Christian Cole, and this song is called Oh It Must Be Nice. This is brand new music on Radio Nova, like this one. Now, that is, of course, Hal and Play the Hits. What a song that is on Radio Nova. One of the tunes chosen by Niall Breslin, a multifaceted artist and author and musician and now, I suppose, piano artist, I suppose. I don't know. I find it hard sometimes to list off your achievements and things like that without...
I really have no idea what I do.
Would you do
I wouldn't even know where to begin of writing a CV.
Well, you're not going to be going to Centra for a job anytime soon, so hopefully not. Let's see how the album
goes. See how the album goes. So
Hal, you've chosen a load of songs like Hal, like just Curb Dog and stuff like that. When you're going to write an album of piano songs, like where does the guidance for that come from? Or is there any guidance to it?
I think it comes from approaching it like a songwriter. See, we have a lot of piano players who would approach it like when you still want to write motifs that are catchy or catch the ear a little bit, whatever it is. So that's the way I approach it. But I approached this completely differently. It was an entire concept. It was a concept album. Before I wrote any music, I had an idea of what I wanted to try and do. And then each theme, you kind of write music that kind of honours that theme a little bit. It sounds a bit like it, sentiment, like the sentiment of it and stuff. So I'd never done it before, so I didn't know how it would work out, but it kind of worked. It was a lovely thing to do, because the other thing, you weren't thinking about lyrics either. You were trying to write lyrics through the music, essentially, and that was the aim of it.
But, like, you know, writing music on your own that's instrumental, that is very, you know, it's kind of, it's not insular, but it's definitely... just you feeling out what's good and what's not good. Is that a very different thing? Because, look, you've been in bands for years, you know.
It's quite a lonely thing, all right. It's a lonely thing, and you kind of... It's also exciting, because you're coming in and you've got to back yourself a little bit. But that whole album came out of... Like, in the course of 1 month, I was dropped by my label, my publisher, and my podcast platform. My confidence was completely and utterly shafted. I didn't know what to do, and I kind of took 2 months off of just going, what am I going to do? What's, like... Do I want to do this at all? And then this kind of came, and it felt unquestionable then. This is what I wanted to create. I wanted to do something like this. And I've been playing piano a lot during COVID. I think that's where I kind of fell back in love with it again, and writing. And I was scoring music I was working documentaries for Audible. And what was happening was I didn't want to go and find someone to score music for me. I was like, I'll just do it myself. Mm. And then from there, this music started to come out, and the concept, and before I had it, I had these, you know, four acts, 14 songs, 14 themes, and the place that's never been mounted.
Yeah, yeah, and the title track was a song that we premiered on this show nearly 2 years ago, which is great. Look, we're going to get deep into the album after this. There's a big tour as well. The album's out next Friday, The Place That Will Never Be Wounded. Sorry, that's not right, isn't it?
Well, you're nearly there. I'll give it to you. Don't worry about it. You're an Emro Award-winning music journalist. I'm not going to jump in and say that was wrong.
That has never been wounded.
No.
Yeah. But I guess that's going to be really interesting, playing those gigs, because, again, you're used to playing... you're used to playing a different set. It's just all new. It's just
you can't blame the drummer, because, like, on a piano you're on your own, and exposing. Like, the thing about piano is there's nothing worse. You hit a bum note on the piano. You know when people go, no, nobody noticed, everybody notices. It's the worst. You have to be on it.
Yeah, well, we'll chat about that, and we'll chat about the album up after this on Nova. Nova. Yeah, it's Radio Nova. It's Ciarán McGuinness. We are on the All Irish Hour, and we're very, 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 very lucky to be joined by Niall Breslin, aka Brezzy, and he's talking about his brand new album, The Place That Has Never Been Wounded, which is out next Friday. And it's just a fascinating kind of album. It's very, very different, I suppose, for what he's done before, but also what a lot of the albums we're going to be talking about on the show. It's kind of part... It's a piano album with strings, very atmospheric, very emotional, very, I suppose, gentle in a lot of ways, but not necessarily, I don't know how you describe it, but it's not passive. It's still, like, you know, got a lot of movement in it. It's got arresting moments. It's apparently part musical breakthrough, part philosophical treatise, and part autobiography.
I like that word.
Yeah, it's a
treatsy. It's so cute.
It's very cute. So, what are we talking about? So, it's a kind of a concept album. So, let's have a chat about it.
Yeah. So, The Place That's Never Been Wounded is a quote from the 12th century theologian Maestro Eckhart.
I do love talking about 12th century.
I'm sorry, I had
the
brain. Like, but this quote was like, "There's a place within the soul that's never been wounded," and I think it's a really powerful thing to say to somebody. The idea that there's something within everybody that kind of holds us when the world shakes. And I think so much of what we're told is like that there's something we're missing in us. We don't have it, and there's something we need to get. And like you'd see these kind of, you know, the wellness 1% better, all this kind of stuff that filters in on us. And I kind of often wonder, would we be better off telling people that they're maybe a bit stronger than they think they are? And there's this place within them that no matter what's ever happened to them, it's remained steady and consistent. And that's the thing. So that's the concept. Mm. So of the 14 tracks, the aim is to bring you to that place. So you'd not to find it, to rediscover it within yourself. Mm. So I'm looking at all my studies, my research, my work around things like mindfulness and Buddhism and all these philosophies. And the main theme of all of this is something called impermanence. Everything changes. Mm. Nothing stays the same. And in Buddhism, they talk about the mind. The mind isn't static. It's like the sky. It's like a mountain. It's constantly moving. And that's kind of the general theme, is that you kind of guide people over 14 tracks to kind of find that part within themselves that feels steady and assured. And, you know, that was the aim. And I think some of the tracks that we go through, you'll see.
Yeah. No, well, look, I mean, why don't we have a listen to it? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play lots of little clips of the music and get people a feel of it. So this is, I think, maybe one of my favourite songs on it. This is a song called, well, it's a piece called... Are you calling them songs? You
call them? Yeah, I see. I don't even know that. It's a composition.
It's a composition.
It's a track.
Yeah. This song is called The Novice Soul. Do you want to give a sentence about where this is coming from?
Yeah, it's very simple. It's about the beginner's mind, curiosity, and how we've lost that as adults, and that sense of wonder that we had as children. That when we lose that, there's something missing, and I think it's about trying to find that in ourselves again.
Okay. It's Radio Nova, 087-1818-100. Get in touch. This is Kieran McGuinness. This is The Guest List. That is a part of The Novice Soul from the new album by Niall Breslin. So I suppose, you know, there is another part to all this as well. The songs are connected. So there's the music part of the album, mm-hmm. which is out on Friday. There's also another layer on top of the album, which you're working on, which is a kind of a spoken word. Is it? No, I'm not going to put words in your mouth. Is it kind of a guided? No, maybe not.
Well, it's a book. Actually, I wrote a book. And each chapter in the book is a track in the album, and it's the context and of the whole thing. So yeah, it's kind of like a reflection, meditation. Like the actual musical album's about an hour long. The spoken word version is about 3 hours long.
Yeah.
So each track, some of the tracks are 24, 25 minutes long, and it's just me kind of bringing you through. Meditation. I think a lot of people struggle with meditation. I think they struggle with the idea of it. I think they struggle with the idea of focusing on their breath or their body. And I think most of us don't struggle to focus on music. I think it's a very useful way to stay present. And that's what I'm using.
But I think it's interesting, though, because like I think this is a very you album, because you have, you know, you've talked about your mental health journey. The word journey is so overused, but you know what I mean? So this really hits exactly... It's almost like it's for yourself, or it's something that you would have wanted yourself and now you want to give out. Is that?
It is, absolutely. It is back to that thing I said, I keep saying it, the Rick Rubin idea of that your audience comes last. And I didn't mean that out of disrespect. It's that if you're making stuff for other people, and I've been that warrior where I've made albums where I felt I had to appease something in other people, or not just the audience, but, you know, labels and stuff like that. And this is absolutely not that at all. It's the first time I've made a record that's purely from a place of, this is what I... And when I do the spoken word stuff, it isn't me lecturing people. It's me talking to myself. That's what it is. Mm. And I don't do that. I don't start telling people how to live their life. What would I know? Like, and that's the whole point. It's me kind of reflecting on the stuff that got me through it all. And it's simple. Like, the tracks, The Novice Soul you're seeing there, it is about the mundane and seeing kind of interesting stuff in the mundane and the boring, and that's kind of quite personable.
Yeah, but I mean, I suppose, like, are you saying that you've made a lot of music maybe that you didn't want to make, or wasn't exactly what you wanted to do?
Oh, 100%. Like, the industry is an interesting one. Like, I remember when I was living in London, I was a songwriter in London working for 19, and I was pitching these songs, and they were doing okay, and then I found myself skint. like mm-hmm. absolutely skint, not being able to pay for rent, that kind of place. And then you'd ring home to your parents going, everything's going great here in London, because you didn't want to tell them you're failing. And the label came back and were like, all right, that song didn't get a cut, but we want you to release it. I was like, oh, well, I didn't write it for me. It's not the type of music I love. And they put it out and it was an absolute massive hit. It was number one Irish radio for nearly 6 weeks. And then they were like, we need albums. And I don't mean any disrespect to it. It wasn't the type of music. Mm-hmm. The type of music I love is what you were listening to, the Curb Dogs. Mm-hmm. I love metal. I love kind of heavy rock. I love pop rock. But it wasn't my thing. And I kind of went with it and kind of cursed myself a little bit for doing it.
Yeah, well, look, it's an understanding situation to be in, especially if you're writing to survive or whatever. So we're going to talk about the Creedence Frequency, which I think was the first single off the album. I really like this one as well. And I'm going to play a little bit of this. Do you want to give a little intro to it?
Yeah, it's simple. It's just about the connection between the body and the mind. I think we're losing that connection. I think we have phones to tell us how fit we are and watches to tell us how much sleep we're getting. And it's about intuition, and it's about listening to what your body's telling your mind and the other way around. I didn't do that, and my body gave up on me, and I retired from professional sport at 22 in my prime, because my body went before my mind went, and that's what this is about.
It's Radio Nova. Yeah, there's some gorgeous sounds on this album. That was the Creedence Frequency from the new album, The Place That Has Never Been Wounded, by Niall Brezen. So one of the big things on the album is the gorgeous strings. I mean, I'm assuming, and I think I kind of half know that you wrote the songs first and then you added the strings after, right? But it seems so in the room. Like, how did you get in touch with these fellas, and how are they affordable?
Well, Elliot James, my producer... Elliot would have been a big indie producer. He would have done Block Party, and he would have done Knowing the Whale and stuff like that, and brilliant kind of ear. But his background is orchestral, and so he has that ear. And I was actually in America when he was doing it. I wasn't in the room, so I was tuning in at like 4 in the morning, listening to these string sections and falling asleep trying to stay awake, trying to kind of direct it. But he nailed it.
It's gorgeous. But one of my favourite songs, I think one of my favourite songs, there's a kind of suite of songs, Be the Mountain, Be the Sky, Be the Beauty. This is the second one, I think. It's called Be the Mountain. And can you give us a little bit on this one? Because this kind of suite seems to be one of the kind of focuses of the album, or maybe not.
It's about land. So it's about using land to, like, and the inspiration behind this actually is Ben Bulbin in Sligo, the mountain I've been obsessed with all my life. But the idea is that the mountain... it's constantly changing. It's been hit with all these different seasons, frost, snow, wind, rain, but still it stays the same. It's still embedded, and it's still strong and unmovable. And it's kind of me trying to say that's what we are, you know, that's how we are, how we live our lives.
Be the Mountain on Radio Nova. Yeah, gorgeous stuff. That is Be the Mountain by Niall Breslin from his new album, The Place That Has Never Been Wounded, which is out next Friday. And there's a rake of gigs coming up as well. Let me see. Touring across October. Fryery Mullingar on the 26th. Greystone's 28th. The Whale Theatre, Set Theatre in Kilkenny on the 29th. Dunleary in Dublin, which is sold out on November the 9th. And I think there's a spin. Is it Spin Dizzy on 28th?
In Dublin on the 28th at 4:30. So if you want to, I'm not going to drag a piano in there, but I'll drag something.
I'll drag something.
It'll have to be a keyboard or something. The piano around is a bit of a nightmare.
Are you excited? You're excited about
it. I am. I think people will get it for what it is. You know, it is. The world is chaotic right now. It's absolutely chaotic, and this is all it is. It's just a bit of an escape from it, and it hopefully will ease people a little bit down. And I know as you were playing it, I was like, this is classic Radio Nova music. But you know, it isn't that. It's not. It's designed to escape you from the, and so is rock music. Yeah. Rock music's created to make you escape from the world, not to worry about it. But yeah, I think this album, hopefully, there's a strong concept. It's very, very, very personal. And I think people will relate to that.
Okay, we're going to play one of your other choices, a band called Thumper, which is going to definitely be a palate cleanser. This is a brand new single called The Rip. Very briefly, why did you choose this song?
They're just animal life. They're just primal. It's this the way rock music should be. And they just write these bangers. They're 3 minutes long.
Belter. Thumper, this is The Rip. This is new on Nova. Yeah, look. Love it. That is Thumper and the Rip on Radio Nova. We are here with Niall Brezzy Breslin talking about his brand new album. Did you laugh when I said that?
Oh yeah, just like we know each other so well. I'm like, it just feels awkward when you say it. Like,
it's totally fine. Now listen, the new album is coming out next Friday. Let's have a little game of new album bingo. Okay, so how many of these new album cliches can we tick off? This is the most personal album I've ever made. Go.
I've already done that one. Did I not say that in the
is
last?
Is that a yes or a no?
Yes.
It is. I poured my heart and soul into this project.
No, I didn't say that.
Okay, but is it in there? Is that true or false?
It's true, but I wouldn't say that.
Okay, it's not just an album. It's a journey from start to finish.
Oh, no, I'd punch myself in the face if I said that. And if I said anything like this means the world to me, I'd punch myself in the face as well.
This album really represents where I am right now.
Oh, yeah, no, I wouldn't say that.
Okay, it's unlike anything I've ever done before.
That's fair enough in this one, yeah.
Okay, we got that one. The fans inspired this album?
I don't have any fans yet. Okay, fair. Hopefully they'll like it.
We've created a unique new sound.
No, I wouldn't say that. You can't say that.
A little bit, maybe. Okay, this is just the beginning.
I wouldn't say it like that, but that's a fair enough thing to say.
I think this is my best work yet.
I definitely wouldn't say that.
You wouldn't?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
Those awkward interviews, like the awkward second album, like they remind me of the, like, when people interview and say, do you like Barry's or Lion's Tea? It's just that kind of question. It's just like, come on, that's just gone.
Chicken fillet rolls.
We can go deeper. This is why you win all the awards, because you go deeper than that.
This is true. This was inspired by what a studio could really do.
No one has ever said that.
This was inspired by the live experience, or this was inspired by what a studio could do.
No, I wouldn't. I definitely wouldn't say either of those.
Okay, you've passed. You've passed.
What's the pass rate?
You got 20%. That's pretty good.
that's more than I get from most other things I've ever done.
So look, we're here with Niall Brezzy and we're talking about his brand new album. If you'd like to get in touch, 087-1818-100. Drop in a question or two. We're going to get back after play a little bit of Rory Gallagher, which he has chosen. It's Radio Nova.
At Specsavers.
Yeah, The Devil Made Me Do. What a tune. Rory Gallagher, chosen by Niall Breslin, who is here with us. A few people texted in. So 087-1818-100 if you'd like to get in touch. Jen says, now I might have to give Jen some news here, but a public display of affection is my Desert Island disc. Can't wait for this.
Oh no, this. Well, thank you so much, but it's...
That's from Jen.
You might have to...
We might have to readjust our head.
This is if you play a public display of affection backwards, you'll hear this piano music.
Can Brezzy give a shout to Dan and Kerry?
Dan, what's the story? Dan and Kerry.
Dan and Kerry.
Oh, and Dan and Kerry was like, that's how he's getting on.
Yeah.
Dan and Kerry.
Somebody says, who's this? Is Joe. Joe says, I'm a huge fan of the show, Kieran. I'm also a huge fan of Brezzy, and he's made awareness of mental health in Ireland a popular thing. Well done, a great man.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
That's nice. I'd say people say that to you.
I think now everybody's kind of addressing it. It's spoken about so much. I think it's like the funny thing is people think that this is all I do, you know. But ultimately I'm a musician, and that's what makes me happy and makes me well. So you know, I think it's getting back to that. I lost that a little bit, like where I gave up music. I just kind of lost it myself. So. You know, when I talk about mental health and what I need to do for myself, this is it. It's making music and creating things, and I love it. I love it, whether it's piano music or it's guitar music, I don't care. It's just it's just creating things.
Okay, question in. I don't have the name of the person. What's the strangest piano gig so far?
Oh.
Maybe the strangest moment in a piano gig, or?
It's one thing with piano gigs is they're so quiet. And then you're playing and
they're like reverential.
Somebody comes in and they're chatting away in the back and you're kind of sitting here trying to create and you're like, and it puts me completely off. And I couldn't figure out where I was, and I kind of just ended up having to play like a bit of the chopsticks to get me back in. And it's just because it's one of those things, I'm completely lost in it. But I've done a few, you know, those weird things where it's weird pianos, like in a train station, you sit down and you think in your head it's going to be like this real special moment and nobody listens. You're like,
no one listens. Or you go up high and then that key's out of tune. And
yeah, just this big boom. And then you kind of play, right, I'll play something like Jesse Paints a Picture, and everyone listens then. Oh, I know that song, but no, I don't. I haven't done a lot of gigs yet. The live show is, the live show I think is going to be beautiful. I think because the string players we have are world class, and they really do bring such dynamic to it, and it feels quite intense. Whereas you hear them on the track there, they feel, you know, nice, and they don't have the intensity of them.
Is there string players at every show?
Yeah.
Right, okay,
yeah,
that's
the quartet
that's
are coming. They're coming with me there.
Jesus, I hope you got a loan out from the credit union for that.
You know what? It's touring, you know this more than anyone. Touring is it's a tough gig, it's a tough game, but you gotta do it. There's no other way.
Yeah, yeah. So the album is out next Friday.
We have a live stream if you want to watch the performance. Those of you who don't have tickets, we're doing a live stream on Thursday.
Thursday, night, okay,
7
great.
7 p.m.
Yeah,
free
yeah.
live stream.
Yeah,
YouTube. I'll put the links up.
Put the links
socials.
Up online and we'll share them. The Place That Has Never Been Wounded. It's coming out next Friday. Lots of gigs. Go and check out the gigs on nilebreslin.com. Thank you so much for coming in to chat to us. It's a pleasure to have you. We're going to play one more live track and then your final track. We'll come back to you in 2 seconds. This
Thanks.
Is Radio Nova. And this is a brilliant new song by Def Nettle. It's Nova. Yeah, Nothing Forward by Def Nettle. Absolute belter of a tune. Lovely text in from Al. He says, Brezzy is a gent. Always a brilliant interviewee. Keep up the great work, Niall. There you
nice
go.
Nice one, Al.
There you go. It's been a pleasure having you. Thank you so much for coming in. Best of luck with the brand new album.
Thank you very much. Can I get a lift home?
You can if you want. Absolutely,
you.
Yeah. you're throwing me now.
Yeah.
You chose one more song. James Vincent McMorrow, We Don't Eat. Why did you choose this song?
I first heard James when I was given his demo by his manager Ken Allen years ago, and they put it on my table. I'm sitting at my mate's house, Muff, and they played it, and this was the first song I heard, and I went, this is just a stunning, not just the voice, but I love the lyric. I think it's a beautiful lyric and it means something to me, probably means something completely different to him.
That's music though,
but,
right?
Yeah, it's a beautiful piece of music.
Fantastic. Let's do it. James Vincent McMorrow, We Don't Eat. It's Radio Nova.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness. The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.